This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
That was a fun little piece of reading there during the break. Andy Reid offering advice to Kyle Shanahan on how to shed the can't win the big game label.
Jeez, I wonder what that advice would be. Pretty short article.
I could only think of one thing he could say. Win the big game.
Yeah.
And then possibly.
Then the label would be shed.
There's actually some good quotes. Let's see if we can get to that later, but a lot of people want to fire away on this.
Yeah, they do.
See what I'm saying? When the Ohtani thing. Like, people
too busy for drunk
out.
Dibs?
Yeah.
I had takes, too.
How many drinks do you have?
Which day? Friday was
that
the day.
Yeah, Friday. You said you were... I shared on air what you said.
That's it.
Yeah.
You said you were deep.
Let's go to Dibs, half in the bag.
Fully in the bag.
Yeah, well, Thursday went so well that we started Friday early. With a vengeance.
Oh.
I mean, Thursday we won so many bets that we woke up happy on Friday.
And March Madness starts early. That's how it works.
Yeah, I flew out at 5:15 Thursday morning. So, yeah, by Friday there was a little carryover effect. So by the time I was going to call you at about 5:30, you'd have loved it. The word is lather.
Yeah, I feel terrible.
It was a lather.
I was really bummed.
It was a froth.
But you still have your job, so that's good. Because who knows what you would have said.
It's funny because I was telling my buddy down there, Kenny, I said, I want to call in, but I also don't want to lose my gig.
I don't want to call in.
And he's like, don't lose your job.
It's not worth it.
Yeah. This is actually going to be an alphabetical order.
I was sober, too.
All right, let's hear from you, okay? Marlon in Concord. Hey, Marlon, you're on with Willard and Dibs. What's up?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Hey, Marlon.
Yeah, can you hear me?
We got you.
Yeah. Hey, thanks for taking my call. Yeah, remember I called in on Friday and I wanted to correct something. I had mentioned that Ipe was born in the States. I was saying how Shohei doesn't really know much about American sports. I think he was born in Japan and he came here at 7. But the reason I bring that point up again is just that I don't think Ohtani's the kind of guy that has time to, like, watch Duke basketball, watch other sports. I think he's just, an American. Just into American baseball. That's what he does every day. The more you guys kind of tell the whole story, it is kind of hard to not know the habits of somebody. I guess if Ipe only brings up world soccer, maybe that's the only thing Shohei knows as far as what to talk about.
But I mean,
go ahead.
No, Marlon, I just don't know how we fall into the trap of like, but he seems like this kind of guy. Like, I'm with you. I know what Shohei seems like. I just know that sometimes people aren't what they seem,
Yeah, I do. I think that somewhat of what Dib said, I think wire transfers might be simpler than we think, and maybe he knew the login stuff for Shohei, and I'd like to believe that Shohei didn't know about it, because the one thing that sucks is he trusts very few people, it'd be nice to see the social side of Shohei. We'll see what happens, man. Thanks, man.
Yeah, Marlon, thank you. Appreciate it. One thing I can't speak to, I know that you and some of our YouTubers have said, yeah, like just wire transfer, account, routing, name, phone number, address, you know, spell the last name correctly, you're good to go. There's also a line of people, social media and on our phones, who say no. It's not that easy. And I'm over here in the, I got no idea.
Right.
I did wire transfer one time. It's probably for about $38 or something like that. I don't even remember what the hell it was. You know what I mean?
Well, now we have with the Venmo and the Zelle and all the rest of it, you can handle it from your phone. But the only time I've had to really do a major wire transfer, as I was mentioning, it was through the mortgage company.
Yeah.
And, you know, thankfully you have somebody you're working with, and they tell you over and over, make sure the person you're sending this to is who you want to send it to.
Show me who you're working with.
Totally. Shake that cash. Watch yourself.
Steven in Denver. Hi, Steven. What are you doing?
Hey, thanks for taking my call, guys. Can you guys hear me okay on your end?
Boy, we got you. Loud and clear.
Right on. First-time caller, long-time listener over the last 2 years, and I feel like I can finally add some value to the show, albeit not with sports knowledge. And what I mean by that is I am a private wealth advisor, okay? So I work with high-profile, high-net-worth clients and do wire transfers all the time.
Okay?
You guys were talking about Venmo transfers, right?
Yeah.
So there's basically two ways you can send money, right? You can send it via ACH, which is like Venmo, what you're referring to, or you can send it via a wire. Now, any wire over $250,000 that we send out has to go through multiple layers of security verification. The first one is I have to call the client personally and ask them if they've confirmed the wiring details with the recipient. Okay. I enter the wire in the system. It goes directly to my branch manager. It goes through two layers of callback security where my branch manager then calls the client, asks for their social security number, and asks them to answer unique security questions that they made up, you know, and only they know the answer to. There's no way a wire left Shohei's account without going through those extra verification steps. Thanks, guys. Appreciate your time.
Yeah, thank you, Steven.
And you know what that is, Steven?
It's a verification sensation.
Cha-ching!
I'll take that for you, Steven. And I really mean it this time. Like, that is a verification sensation.
That's right. And welcome to the show, Steven.
Thank you, Mark. Now, here's what may sound kind of wild here. I still think that it, for private wealth individuals, could be, in theory, another person. Could he go, like, let's sit down and build these security questions together?
Shohei, what was the name of your first dog?
Right.
It's a great question.
You know? Spot.
It's Pandia.
Correct.
I guess I could believe that. It's kind of wild. I Shohei, really? Like, the depths you'd have to go to set someone else up to do this would call for the highest level of trust.
Right.
And then you end up in this spot where you're like, I didn't even know the guy was a gambler. It's like, I never even met this dude.
Think about those two things side by side.
That makes sense.
Because you've got the lovely Christy. You guys have been together for a number of years, and I would imagine you know her as well as you know any other human being
and
currently.
Would trust her more than myself.
Correct.
How about that?
And if it came out that she was deeply involved and deeply indebted in a gambling consortium, I mean, it's laughable to even think about, right?
She does have the first place bracket. I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah,
she knows what she's doing.
The lovely Christy.
She said she took at least 8 minutes to fill that thing out.
And I'm not trying to diminish her efforts, but it's been a little chalk heavy. So if you're riding the chalk this year, you're actually doing pretty well.
Well, she did have one thing that was kind of fun, and I was going to save it for the end of the week because we don't know if it's going to work or not.
You can save it.
Well, she sent me a bracket. She's like, here, just turn that in. I'm going to bed. You turn this bracket in on Wednesday night. And it had it had Utah State beating Purdue, But then Purdue beating Gonzaga.
That's tough to do.
I'm like,
we're not doing double elimination.
So I was she's asleep. So I had to decide, are we moving Purdue all the way through and pretending the Utah State thing didn't happen? Or am I flipping that Gonzaga-Utah State game and making Gonzaga the winner? I made Gonzaga the winner. We'll find out either Thursday or Friday if I have made a correct selection or not.
And then you have Purdue going in over Gonzaga.
No.
Oh, she has it.
She had Purdue beating Gonzaga, but Purdue was already out.
Yes.
So I just moved Gonzaga forward.
Ah, gotcha.
We'll see what happens.
Yeah.
If Gonzaga wins, then I get a cut of her winnings. If not, egg on my face.
Yeah.
Again.
Again. Egg in the face again.
Again.
Those two statements side by side are just, they're incongruous to where he would trust him with
right.
the keys to his empire.
I mean, his
yet
life.
Wouldn't know about a $4.5 million gambling penchant. Those two things can't coexist in my world, Mark.
Yep. I'm with you. And so I'm in the same place that I was last week, which now, as I process what Shohei said today, same place I was last week. I don't know what happened. I'm accusing no one of anything. I'm simply telling you that what we're being told right now, I don't believe. That's the only
thing
I can tell you.
It just doesn't add up.
Captain Clay Report brought to you by City Cruises. Book your one-of-a-kind experience today at citycruises.com. Clay wasn't as efficient shooting the rock last night as he has been recently. Just 6 of his 15 shots and only 3 of 11 from deep. Warriors fall to the T-Wolves, 114-110, because Steve Kerr's an awful coach. And that's now consecutive 6 of 15 shooting games for Clay after he had been shooting 50% from the field for the 3 games prior to that. Dubs back in action tomorrow night.
Yeah, and we're getting ever closer to the must-win territory. We're not there yet, but the fact that Houston is right behind you.
Houston is a problem.
Yeah.
Yep. All right. We'll keep going with your calls. We see you, Joe, Austin, Bruce. 888.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
All right, 888-957-9570. If you're just joining us, yes, the Warriors are struggling. The Giants are about to get started. Brandon Ayuk's been on his IG page.
Yeah.
And Shohei Ohtani has spoken. And just the real quick synopsis, he says Ipe is a criminal, stealing from him, had no knowledge of any gambling, has never bet on baseball, has never bet on any sports at all, and will cooperate with the federal authorities in any way, shape, or form. That's the 10-second synopsis of Shohei's press conference, but again, not a press conference. It was his statement, and no questions were taken.
Yeah, and that's a good synopsis, I think, of the statement. And really, he's doubling down on what he had said previously, and he's really digging his heels in on the fact that he didn't know his interpreter had a gambling problem, that his interpreter somehow was able to get to his account and execute 9 wires of $500,000 apiece to a bookmaker, which has set all of this in motion.
Let's hear from you, okay? 888-957-9570, Joe, Camp Pendleton. Hi, Joe. What are you doing?
Hey, how you doing, gentlemen? Good evening.
All of those things.
Hang in there.
Doesn't matter. Who knows where you are?
I just find it hard to believe that Shohei did not know. From a bookie standpoint, some guy is putting in these large bets. How do I know that guy is good for it, right? They had to have vetted this guy. And what better way saying, hey, I'm Shohei. Shohei's translator. I'm like, okay, that may be right, but how do I know?
Exactly.
We're totally with you, Joe. This is something that Dibs and I have been talking about kind of off air even, and thank you, Joe.
Yeah.
Is the idea, it's kind of like, I mean, if I went right now to just go buy a house here in the Bay Area, they would be like, what else you got? I better bring my parents. I might need to bring my sister too. Maybe you. I don't know. We'd just get everybody involved.
Yeah, even if you went to the mortgage company.
Right. Where's the money backing? Are you good for it? And that's been a fair question that everyone has asked, which is this guy makes less than $200,000 a year.
Right.
How are you even able to build up $4.5 million in debt?
Impossible. Unless you say to the bookie, you say, well, I work for Shohei Ohtani. And the bookie goes, cool. Good for you. All right. What do you want your limit to be? How about $4.5 million is my number? Then he'll say, well, I'm going to need Shohei to vouch for you. And not only vouch for you, I'm going to need his official backing. One of my buddies who I just went to Vegas with, he will remain nameless. He does a little bit of this illegal gambling. Well, you know, you and I and many of us here in the Bay Area and all across, we do these offshore things, which is no more legal, but it feels legal because we're doing it through our computer.
Well, we're doing it with a couple $100.
Exactly. Yeah. My buddy's got an arrangement with his guy where his cash out number is $2,000. When he owes $2,000, he pays $2,000. When he wins $2,000, when the account is to where he can cash out $2,000, he can cash out $2,000. That's $2,000. This is $4.5 million. So, and my buddy is just, you know, an average Joe like the rest of us. This is the interpreter who's making $200K. So a guy making $200K is going to be allowed a limit of $4.5 million when at that point you got to get cashed out? Sorry, it doesn't work that way.
That doesn't matter.
You're not getting a limit 22 and a half times your annual income.
Correct.
Your limit is going to be more closely tied to about 1/50th of your income.
Try to rent a house for $4,000 a month here in the Bay Area. And they go, okay, what's your income? You say, well, I make $5,000 a month. Well, that's going to be a no from us, dog.
I missed that.
Is the answer. Austin,
hence you have 5 jobs.
Yes, thank you very much. Austin in San Jose. Hello, Austin.
What's up, guys? Hey, listen, you know, I want to come at you with a little different perspective and all this jolly everybody agrees stuff. hey, listen, Willard, I called you the other day, and I'm curious.
I remember.
What are you saying? Are you really thinking, I want to know your clear-cut answer, though. Are you saying that you believe that Shohei is a crook? I mean, this is the third day of this kind of like on and on about something must be right, something must be wrong. What are you saying? Where's this going?
Right. Okay, so Austin, I will answer you the exact same way that I did last week, because while it may be the third day in a row of us covering this story, it's the second day in a row where you seem to want to put a label on what I'm saying when one doesn't exist. And I am completely fair in telling you what I'm telling you. You keep wanting to pin me into accusing Shohei of something. And I'm not. I'm simply saying that what we're being told right now, I don't believe. And I feel very comfortable with that statement. I feel very confident with that statement. I'm allowed to be wrong, and I might be. Maybe every single thing he said is the truth, but I find inequity here. I find holes in the story here, but you're not going to get me to pin some accusation on him because it fits kind of what you're trying to do, which is like some sort of gaslighting or flame-throwing type of an angle. I'm not doing that. I'm not saying any of the things that you're accusing me of saying. I'm simply saying I don't believe the story we're being told.
Fair enough.
Okay.
But now you're speaking for me. Well, I wasn't trying to pin you in anything. I just asked you a question.
No, you've done it twice.
Do you think he was a crook? And you said no. You don't believe he's a crook, right?
Do you believe he's a crook? I also don't not believe that he's a crook. I have no idea. I don't know how I could even have an opinion on that right now.
Okay, but your insinuations, innuendos would suggest that you think there's something untoward, right? That the guy's not being above board. There's something not right about it. He's sort of trending in a direction of thinking that he's not above board. That sounds like you think he's a crook to me.
And again, I'm going to tell you that you're putting thoughts in my head and words in my mouth because no, I'm not saying any of those things. I'm saying I don't believe the story. Now, that does not necessarily implicate only Shohei as a crook. This could be coming from Rob Manfred, for all I know. It could be coming from Shohei's attorneys, for all I know. Maybe Shohei did just pick up for his boy and say, let me cover your $4.5 million debt. And I may think that that's a nice act. The feds might think that that's what's called a crime. But I don't that idea does not mean that Shohei is a bad person or someone who should be banned from baseball. Also, Austin, it's totally possible that Shohei's got a wild gambling problem. That I have no clue. I'm simply saying that we're being told, and Austin, thank you. I appreciate you continuing to call, even though I know you want to pin me over here with things that I'm not saying. I'm simply telling you that the story we're getting has holes in it. And so I don't believe it in full. I don't know who the guilty party is. There are probably guilty parties. But I have no idea what's at the bottom of all of this. I just know something smells really, really bad. And that's how we've arrived where we've arrived.
It just doesn't add up. There's a lot of things, like you said, holes in the story. There are things that simply don't add up. And the idea of him being a, quote, crook is, it's a label and it's a slippery slope. He might have just...
made a mistake.
Willingly,
there you go.
Did something that he didn't realize was illegal. Does that make it any less a crime? No, but I don't think that if you're going to label him a crook is the right way to go about this. We don't know the full truth of the story. Only a few people actually do. And that would be Ipe and Shohei and maybe a couple of the people who are close to the Ohtani camp. They may know the real story.
The bookmaker.
Yeah, Rob
Manfred. As a very uncynical person, I don't even know if that's a word, not a cynical person at all, sometimes you got to get in touch with your cynicism. There are bajillions of dollars on the line here. $4.5 million is like, dude, that's toilet paper compared to what's on the line with a story like this. Both for Shohei and for baseball.
The Dodgers for Shohei, for
thank
baseball.
You. Think about how many...
local Time Warner Network.
Thank you. Multi-billion dollar corporations that all have a massive interest here. And it's interesting to me that some people then look at that story and go, oh, but no one would lie. Oh, for God's sakes. I'd probably actually make the point that they do nothing but... They do nothing but.
And think about the unraveling of the Tiger Woods brand when that happened. And it all happened. The first domino to fall was what looked to be in some sort of a car accident.
Car accident, right.
Right, when he just drove into a tree.
Great point.
And then the details come out where there actually was a 9-iron through the windshield, and Tiger may or may not have been under the influence of pills and alcohol. And she may or may not have been mad because he had an extramarital affair. Turned out to have been some 15 or 20 affairs. And the unraveling of that thing started with an innocent, seemingly innocent
car accident.
Tiger Woods has crashed into a tree.
Right.
Oh my God, I hope he's okay.
Right.
Geez, what could have happened?
What are some, some of those just, and again, I'm not calling this that, but some of the top scandals out there. and how they started.
Well, the Nancy Kerrigan, Tanya Harding one would maybe be the most famous.
Yep.
Where, you know, Nancy Kerrigan
was attacked.
She was attacked.
Right.
Nancy Kerrigan, she got hit on the knee by some stranger with a lead pipe. What? Not robbed.
No.
Not kidnapped.
As she sat there on the ground and yelled, why?
Exactly.
Like, why?
And, why?
It's a good impression. It's an uncomfortable impression, but it's a good one.
I was doing that before, and I actually told this story over the weekend because I was saying how I work with kids because I did the Nancy Kerrigan, and neither one of these guys, Lucas or Granny, they're looking at me like, what's wrong with this guy? And I Googled it. That happened before they were born.
Oh, I don't even want to hear that.
I just said it.
I don't want to hear it.
I mean, I think it goes back to like 94.
I love the young people.
Seriously, it always works. But
thank you, Grandy.
That was another one where, oh my God, American skating darling Nancy Kerrigan's been struck on the knee in a drive-by piping. And then all of a sudden that thing starts to unfurl. And then you find out that there was a hit involved, a hitman, and like a small time jump change payment.
Take a lap. Take a lap.
But
take a lap around the building and come back.
And then
we'll take some calls till you get here. You've been in Vegas, haven't you?
I thought it was a funny one-liner.
You went to Vegas with other men, didn't you? I can tell. I can always tell when someone went to Vegas with other men.
It's a yellow card warning.
And then they come back and they're not quite out of Vegas with other men mode.
It's not a straight red.
Where you just say whatever the hell you want all weekend long.
In a drive-by piping?
I just, come on. Crying out loud. All right.
We'll go get my salad.
Let's go to Bruce in Napa. Hi, Bruce. What are you doing?
Hi. How you doing?
Good.
Yeah. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, thanks for making it.
Yeah. I've got a different take on this whole thing. Being a lifetime Giant fan and a Dodger hater, I hope this investigation goes the whole season because I think the marketing department of the Giants can really take off on this. And I would have, first of all, just a day when the Dodgers come to town to play the Giants that we give out free visors, gambling visors to every fan. And I think the other thing I think would be great is when Ohtani comes up to bat, his walk-up song is The Gambler by Kenny Rogers.
Or Leaving Las Vegas, there's a lot of options. I get where you're going, Bruce, and I don't hate everything you're saying. You're a mean SOB, but I kind of like that about you. You know what I mean? Like, I do look at this, Bruce, thanks. FP and I talked about this while you were gone a little bit, which is the whole, like, Giants fan angle. What are you rooting for? Because Shohei Ohtani had not even taken it at bat yet as a Dodger. We haven't seen that. We don't identify him as a Dodger. He's the biggest, best generational talent we've ever seen. Seems like the nicest dude on the face of the planet. There has not been enough time to build up the hatred of him, and we also understand how bad for baseball it would be if this guy went down and was something that he was not built up to be. The other side is that our hatred of the Dodgers runs deep. Very, very deep.
It predates Ohtani.
So what I kind of settled on is I don't want to see Ohtani go down. I don't. I don't want to see him go down. But if it distracts the Dodgers all year long, yeah, I sign up for that. That's fine by me. I mean, we are a couple of steps away way too early. Shohei right now remains innocent till otherwise. And Yamamoto has only thrown one start. But the perfect offseason for Farhan Zaidi would be all of the acquisitions he made combined with the two that he tried to make going totally south. So if Ohtani and Yamamoto for $1 billion, some way both of those flame out, and Soler hits 30 home runs, Chapman wins a gold glove, and Blake Snell competes for the Cy Young, yeah, yeah. Then you can flex and come in and start running your comedy at the start of press conferences, Farhan. Then you could definitely do that.
Especially if he was responsible for the word getting out on these wire transfers. And I'm learning more about the timing of these transfers. Apparently the first two were sent back in September and October in Southern California.
So this has been a while.
In the name of Matthew Boyer, and that's according to ESPN.
That's the bookmaker,
correct.
Matthew Boyer.
So the first two were September and October, according to this report in ESPN about the timeline. And so that actually was discovered back on Monday, Tuesday in Korea, but Monday here. And yet, by Wednesday, Ohtani still had no knowledge of the Ipe meeting with ESPN, nor of his alleged gambling problems. And this wire goes back 6 months.
Yeah, it makes no sense.
Maybe
to me.
He's getting paperless statements.
I would hope. By the way, that just kind of, in talking about that Farhan thing, it made me realize, do you even know about the way that he started the Blake Snell press conference?
I think I heard you guys talking about it on Wednesday.
I've never seen something more tailor-made for you in my entire life.
And I heard you guys, I was driving around. No, I was not yet in Vegas. I was running around with the baby.
Have you heard it?
Just the whole joke of I just flew in from Vegas and boy are my arms tired.
Did you hear it?
I didn't hear it.
Grandy, do you have it? Because Dib should hear this. So I want you to picture now.
This is the Snell, right?
They're on a platform above home plate, second deck, Scottsdale Stadium. They're still in Arizona. Farhan, everybody's got director's chairs. Matt Chisholm, PR director. We love Matt. He introduces everybody. Ladies and gentlemen.
Totally.
Please welcome to the stage, Farhan Zaidi. Farhan's on the left. And then over on the right, Blake and Scott Boras.
Oh, together.
Sitting in director's chairs, and they are addressing the assembled Giants media.
Hey, everyone. Good to see you all. I actually just got off the phone with the White House. I called to ask if negotiating three deals with Scott Boras in one offseason qualifies you for a Presidential Medal of Freedom. And they said they'd get back to me on that. So that aside, obviously, it's been a really exciting 48 hours for our organization.
Is that real?
That's real.
Oh, my God.
That's real.
And even, like...
No laughter.
They're not even the creak of a chair. People are just absolutely stultified.
I'll give him credit. He admitted afterwards, he's like, well, that just bombed. Like, you. I mean, that totally, right? That bombed.
Oh, my God.
So at least he turned and pointed at himself and was like, maybe we'll do it differently next time.
Oh, that is so funny. That is so funny. I heard you guys talking about how, you know, sometimes you write something at night and then the next day you don't read it over or whatever and you think, oh, this is going to kill tomorrow.
It's going to be amazing.
And then it turns out to fall flat. Wow, that was amazing. The only laughter was his own chuckle. No, seriously, it was an amazing thing, 48 hours. Oh, that's so great.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. Great effort.
All right, Julian in the city. Hi, Julian. What are you doing?
Does he sound like Lucas to me, or am I tripping?
Who? Farhan?
Yeah.
Wow, I hadn't heard that one before, but I'm not going to be able to unhear it ever again.
Okay. I'm sorry.
No, that's all good.
But, yeah, so... I got a comparison sensation for you all. It doesn't really hit, but in this sensation, we've got two shows, right?
Julian, you're kind of Farhan-ing it yourself right now.
I know. I wanted to do that.
Yeah,
okay.
Our boss, Matt Nahigian, did this on Twitter last week. You got to not do that. If you're going to do the sensation, it's got to rhyme. It can't.
He said.
Yeah, you can't.
What word did he use?
I don't even remember. I've blocked it out of my memory because it was so uncomfortable.
It was a Nahagian sensation.
Yeah, you got it. Like, right. Like, just make sure that previous word is a full, true Asian. You can't.
Asian.
Yeah, don't. Comparison sensation. Everybody gets very uncomfortable, Julian.
Okay, I got a comparison from the Giants Nation sensation.
You're on thin ice right now, but go ahead.
Okay.
That's $5, not one.
The point. Let's get there, boys. So there's two shows that we're watching right now, right? with Giants fans. Show B, right, is the past. And the past that I'm watching is Barry Bonds, Balco, admitting guilt to it eventually in the trial. But we have Show A here. Show A, Ohtani. And Shohei has and to be honest, my take on this, like, this leaked without them really knowing. And once it leaked, they released the statement to try to cover it up to make his charges less. Because there's no way you're wiring $4.5 million without being aware of that, right? Like, they're admitting to a lesser degree of guilt to reduce the charges that will eventually come. And so this comparison Giants Nation sensation is focusing on Show B versus Show A. Like, I don't really care about the Dodgers at this point. I want to see how, like, Shohei gets treated versus Barry Bonds and that generation. I don't know if steroid use is on the same level as gambling, but I think that...
Yeah, I mean, definitely...
You know what I'm
saying? Yeah, Julian, thank you for the material, number one. But number two, I can firmly answer no on that. Like, first of all, our consciousness has changed since Barry Bonds. And then number two, if you're asking if fans at a game are going to view a player gambling the same as a player with performance enhancers, of course not. Of course not. Like, the performance enhancers are affecting the actual game that you're playing. The only way this would be equal is if Shohei is betting on games in which he's playing.
Yet the irony is that if Shohei was proven to have bet on baseball, even not his own team, he's banned for life.
For life.
Meanwhile, if you're a juicer, you get 50 games. Then you get 100. Then you get banned for life. So you're right as far as the impact on the actual game, but we come down on the gambler so much more severely.
Yeah, absolutely. So part of that is just who we are right now. But no, I don't think this is anywhere even near that realm right now. I am struggling with, you know, I remember before the show, I told you, I said, listen, I have no idea what the hell's going on here. But if you forced me into a box and said, guess what happened? I would have just gone with, well, the story you told me first is true.
Absolutely.
Which is that you paid off the gambling debt of a friend and then maybe didn't realize that it was a crime. That's what I would have guessed. The problem with that is, though, that if you're going up against federal investigators, they've gone so all in, Shohei and his team, so all in on accusing Ipe of stealing, so firmly all in on it, they wouldn't do that if the evidence all suggested otherwise, or else they're going to end up with the old egg on the face, and that's a lot worse egg.
Well, maybe they don't realize what the evidence can possibly prove. And I'm reading through this initial ESPN story just to catch myself up on the fly. And they hired a crisis communication spokesperson. And this crisis communication spokesperson was the one dealing with ESPN. And the spokesman quotes Ohtani as saying, yeah, I sent several large payments. That's the maximum amount I could send. Now, this isn't from Ohtani himself. It's from Ohtani to the crisis communication spokesperson, and this happened before they reversed field, changed their story, and then called Ipe a liar. So, for me, you know, when we start talking about the evidence, the real evidence will be in the wire transfers, and I'm now learning that one in September and one in October, and Ipe says that he lost up to $1 million by the end of 2022. He had lost $1 million, and he was borrowing money from friends and family. So this is a gambling problem that goes back a number of years, if not longer. And so what's the paper trail like back in 2021 and 2022? It's not just these nine wires. Like, what was the gambling back and forth like between Boyer and Ipe even back then?
All right, we'll keep taking your calls. We're presented by Fremont Bank, full-service banking, no compromises. In addition to Ohtani and the Warriors also coming up, Brandon Ayuk's story takes another turn. That's next on Willard and Dibbs.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
I'm in it right now. Did I mention deep?
Now, back to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
Yeah, that was me passing along your text messages last Friday on the air. And so everybody that I know, just be aware, if you text me, it's probably going to end up on the air. I mention deep?
Yeah. But I was trying to let you know just because I was in it.
You're deep.
And yeah.
That's fine.
Yeah.
I'm in it right now. Yeah, let's just, like, that's how I am. Like, let's just be all real with each other.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is what's going on.
There are things about the depth at which I was immersed that I did not reveal.
Did I mention deep?
Not really for fear, but I guess for fear.
Okay.
Of having to broadcast it.
Yeah.
You know, the whole what happens in Vegas axiom is appropriate in a number of different ways.
Yeah, definitely.
And by the evening games, I had Grand Canyon on the money line, Utah State on the money line, and James Madison on the money line.
Oh.
Cash me out three times. Plus, we laid the points with Houston in a first round. Farhan, it was a laugher. So your boy was sweeping the evening.
What the hell was Houston doing last night, by the way? I turned that thing off. Abe and I are sitting there. I finished the Fox show.
Whoop.
Thank you. Thank you. And you know, San Diego State's up by a milli.
Yep.
I'm like, all right, forget that thing. And I go upstairs and he goes, well, games are over for the night. Because Houston goes, hits two free throws to go up by seven with 45 seconds to go. And San Diego State's up a milli. So I'm like, yeah, let's get some stuff done around here. Time for me to go do some dishes or something.
Yeah.
Click. Turn it off. But 5 minutes later, I walk by my computer screen and Twitter. Wow! Oh! Wee! Wow! What the hell just happened? And I yell, I'm like, what happened? Abe! And he's like, I'm in the bathroom. I see it. He's got his phone. I'm like, oh, for God's sakes. What happened? Buzzer beater, we going to overtime. What was Houston doing?
Yeah.
Man, they messed around and almost knocked themselves out of the tournament.
Yeah, it was a good game. Yeah, good game all the way through.
A lot of overtime games. Yeah, a lot of good stuff. All right.
And some double overtime.
888-957-9570. Okay, so we're going to get to Warriors in just a sec, or back to Warriors, I should say. But we mentioned the Brandon Ayuk thing. And I would like to thank both the 49ers and Deebo Samuel for preparing us for this. Because now, as I see what's unfolding today with Brandon Ayuk, I shrug my shoulders because it's March. And I'm like, this is going to be fine. A couple years ago, this would have freaked us all out. Brandon Ayuk goes to Instagram. And by the way, Brandon, I love you. You're not very good at the whole cryptic tweet thing. You go study LeBron James. He'll just like tweet out a question mark. And everyone's like, ooh. What's it mean?
I don't think he was mean to be cryptic.
Is he talking about Jared Vanderbilt? the acquisition of Jared Vanderbilt. No, actually, he hates D'Angelo Russell. Does he want a new coach? Everybody's talking about all kinds of new things. Brandon just came out and said it. He used a bunch of emojis that basically added up to money talks and BS walks.
Do you remember the old Lucky Lager beer caps?
Of course.
With the puzzles on them?
Yes.
That's what this was. Like, see if you can figure out my puzzle.
But it's super, it's like a four-year-old could figure
There's
out this puzzle.
A dollar sign and then somebody talking. And then a
poop emoji.
I thought there was
Oh, this is the bull.
The bull first.
The bull, and then the poop emoji.
And then somebody, walking.
Yeah. I'm like, I think I got it.
Yeah. It's good. It's not Wordle.
It took me about 4 seconds. I think I figured this one out.
It's Ayuk's version of Wordle.
Right. And the Niners, John Lynch comes out and goes, we're not trading Brandon Ayuk. Okay. This is Debo all over again. It's Debo all over again. And you don't like where the Niners started, because this is what the Niners do. I've learned this about the Niners. They have the stomach for this. Whether that's a good thing or bad thing.
We're built for this.
Yeah, you know, thanks, Steve. Yeah, they got the stomach for this.
I can honestly say I'm sort of built for this.
Debo?
This guy's got pipes.
Nick Bosa? Yeah, he does.
Yeah, totally.
I'm built for this. So, Debo?
In a drive-by piping?
Bosa? And now it's Brandon's turn.
Yeah.
And they've got the stomach for this. The difference between this and maybe a Nick Bosa is... Well, the Niners have all the leverage. They've got all of the leverage. So you can tweet out all the emojis you want, but you're under contract next year and the franchise tag the year after that if they want. So,
right. And the also, Niners, they could still trade him.
They could, but I think when like John Lynch is very aware of his words. And we've already, this is the third time they've addressed Brandon Ayuk. And the first one, they're like, yeah, I don't know, it's going to be a tough offseason. We got a lot of obligations. Then the salary cap figure came out, and they're like, we're keeping Brandon Ayuk. And then this is the next one, which is, we're keeping Brandon Ayuk. I believe him. I believe the Niners will keep Brandon Ayuk.
Yeah, it's, you know, we have no plans to trade Brandon Ayuk, I think is the verbiage.
Yeah.
Plans can change.
Well, sure.
You never know.
You're always going to leave your, you're not going to pin yourself. Here's what he said. Let's listen to it.
I was just with Mike Tomlin and, at the Michigan Pro Day, and Mike coached me, and so we're very close. And he's like, bro, what's going on? Like, I promise you, we got nothing, and nothing's going on there. We're actively talking with Brandon, trying to figure something out. And, I always talk, we have a good history of working with the guys we want to get done to get something done, and it takes two sides, so can we do that? We'll see. There's a number of different directions, that it could go, but we appreciate the heck out of Brandon and who he is as a player, and we want him to be a part of the Niners, so we're going to work towards making that a reality.
Okay. I mean, not the firmest statement I've ever heard.
Right, but it ultimately is not totally up to him. They do have control of the fifth year and they can franchise him if they want, but Brandon Ayuk can make things difficult for them to want to go that route, which would cost himself money, but it can get ugly on both sides.
Sure.
But that doesn't sound as definitive as I'm sure 49er fans who love Ayuk would want.
Well, when he says there's a number of ways we can do this, you could read that one of two ways,
right?
Which is that the Niners are like, we don't know what we want to do. Or you could read it as a kind of a little soft veiled threat to Brandon. There's a number of ways we can do this. How do you want to do this?
Right.
Got no plans to trade him, but we could do this the easy way or we could do it the hard way. You know what I'm saying?
We can reach a figure in the offseason and you can be a 49er for years to come, or you can play hardball and so can we, and we'll just go in on your fifth year option, and if you're not happy, you can hold out and we can find you, and you can hold out more and we can find you more, and then you can fold your arms and go stomp in the corner and we could go forward without you and not be as good, but then not have to pay you. And then if you decide to come to your senses, then we can franchise you and keep you for a sixth year of you not making as much long-term money as you'd want.
Well, you got to remember also the way that these first round draft pick contracts work. They start out as a 4-year deal, and then you pick up the option year, which the 49ers have already done. Well, you make a very, very hefty sum
yep.
in that option year. So Brandon stands to make essentially about as much in this coming year, as probably, in fact, more than he's made in the first 4 years combined. You want to sit that out? That's a lot of money you're going to lose. A whole lot of money you're going
to
lose.
You go from 600 grand to 1.2 to 1.75 to 2.3 to 14.1. Correct, coach. 14.1. So that...
You're going to leave that on the table.
You're going to give up a six times... You're getting a 600% raise from your best year so far to what you're in line to make in your fifth-year option. And I know that number goes down significantly when he signs a long-term deal, which helps the Niners in the short term. Yep. And they could use a little short-term help under the cap to get some of these drafted players in. But also, it would help him out. And I was looking at SpotTrac and their estimate, four-year, $96 million. That's $24 million a year.
I think Brandon thinks that's light.
Exactly.
Brandon, Brandon, I think you offer that to Brandon right now, he's going to go to Instagram and say money talks and BS walks.
This is per SpotTrac's market value tool. So we're talking about a tool here.
Okay.
And if you're Ayuk and you look at the tool and you think, all right, tool, I got another idea for you. My teammate who's making 25 average annual.
What did he's 24. What did Calvin Ridley just get? That's the one that I want to know, and that's the one that's going to hurt the Niners. He just got 4 years,
92.
Brandon's going north to Calvin Ridley. The numbers are all there.
92 is 23 per.
Okay.
So
and Debo's at 24.
Right, and the SpotTrac is saying 4 and $96 million. So this would be 24.025 million, basically. So that might put him ahead of Debo if Debo's 24 flat.
Well, and
then Ayuk could at least say, "Hey, I'm making more than Debo."
There's ways to manipulate it in terms of the guarantee and all of that. But yeah,
this deal would tie him for being fifth highest paid in the NFL.
What other new deals have just gone down? If Calvin Ridley's making 23, if I'm Brandon Ayuk, I'm like, you don't just need to beat that; you need to blow that out of the water. 24. Calvin Ridley's making 23. Calvin Ridley. Nowhere near what Brandon Ayuk's been achieving recently.
Recently, yeah. Calvin Ridley with probably a better track record.
I don't know about
over the
that.
Course of his career.
I don't know about that. He had one amazing season, then he had a gambling suspension.
Yep.
So
he was pretty good this year. Not quite
good.
As good as Ayuk.
He wasn't Brandon, yeah. He wasn't Brandon at all.
I just look at the top of the market, and it's Tyreek at 30, average annual. Devontae's at 28. Cooper Kupp is 26.7. A.J. Brown's at 25. So does he deserve to be up there with A.J. Brown making 25?
I bet he thinks so.
Well, of course he thinks so. He's a wide receiver.
But it's also like it's not even Steven. It's like, well, no, but he's next. And the salary cap is much higher now. And so it's like saying, like, should Nick Bosa be way ahead of Aaron Donald or T.J. Watt? Well, he is. He didn't produce it that way this year.
And someone's going to jump over Nick Bosa when he
whoever's
comes
next,
up.
Right. You know, like Brandon can be like, you owe me 27, and I'm still 3 million short of Tyreek Hill.
Yeah, but he's not.
He's not Tyreek Hill.
No. And it's.
I'm just saying that's where the negotiation
of course.
Is. The Niners are not offering him 20. That would be disrespectful.
Right. Debo's at 23.85 average annual.
Don't be disrespectful.
So if I'm the Niners, I want you to make more than Debo, but I would blush if we're starting to talk $25 million a year. I think it's more than Debo and less than 25. It's going to have to be somewhere in that niche.
Yeah, but I very much shrugged this one off in ways that I wouldn't have before because this is the Niners' cadence. And this is the player cadence, and they'll be upset, and then they'll get over it, and then something will probably get done. He left open. I mean, there could be a trade. I'll leave the door open for that. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch, and YouTube, powered by First NorCal Credit Union.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.